Okay, so today I will be interviewing Derek Calloway, and we will be talking about boundaries and some boundaries in relationships. So, Derek, to you, what is a boundary?
A boundary? Let me see. I would say a boundary is a line you really wouldn't let anyone cross to make you feel uncomfortable. But there are some limits you will allow, but not all.
Do people come off to you as they're trying to cross your boundaries?
Not really. I set the boundaries for like certain situations and moments. Like if I was alone, people say I have like a mean face. So people really wouldn't approach me the wrong way or even, you know, come on and talk to me. Because obviously I look mean. But if I was like with, you know, friends or family members, then I'll come off and set my boundaries as, you know, I'm chilled and relaxed. I'm silly, goofy, and I'll just be playing around. So I guess it depends on like the situations and moments at that time.
That's good. That's good. That's good. So when you're in a relationship, is it difficult for you to set your boundaries like going into a relationship?
Actually, it depends on the type of person you are, because if you like a negative person, with like negative attitude, then all you're going to receive is negativity. And I don't think your partner would want to tolerate or try to compromise her boundaries into that negativity. It really wouldn't work out. But if you like a positive person, you know, positive attitude, there's going to be some problems. But the thing is, your partner will sit there and see it as, you know what, I can tolerate his problems because, because she can deal with you and, you sweet or whatever the case might be. So, yeah, it'll really work out depending on the person you are and how you set yourself for her to be interesting.
So, do you think any of your past relationships have affected the type of boundaries you have? Do you think any of your past relationships have affected the type of boundaries you have?
For today, like for the next relationship?
Yes.
Well, of course. You know, there's some... Most of my relationship was messed up. But it's like, you know, I can't sit here and dwell on it. And then when the next person comes in, I can't make a bad on that next person that comes. So normally it's like for example, I had one relationship where I went out with Tamika. You know, everything was cool she was a good girl and everything, but she was the type of person who likes people from the streets. And I wasn't really that type of person for her, but you know, I was like sweet and everything, so she liked that about me. So since I wasn't like really in her category or what she's really interested in, it kind of messed our relationship up because in the result, she basically cheated on me and already had a boyfriend. So that kind of messed me up and thought that maybe, you know, what if I go to my next relationship? Would this person cheat on me? Or, you know, would this person really treat me wrong? But, you know, then I had another relationship to where like, Angel, that was a crazy one. You know, me and her, we was like perfect. We understood each other. We ain't really had no problems. Everything was just cool. But then the thing was, one day, it was like we was in class. And, you know, in class, we always be together, you know, talking and laughing. We don't sit there and be like kissing and touching it. We don't really do that type of stuff. But, like, we was just, like, laughing. So our teacher would, like, separate us. And by her separating us, we was, like, passing notes to one another. And the teacher wanted the note, but Angel wouldn't give it to her. So basically the teacher snatched it from her, and then the teacher got mad. She called our parents. Now the thing was, I gave the teacher the wrong number. Now ain't no person is going to want to give the teacher the right number when it comes to them calling their house so they can get in trouble. So basically, I gave the teacher the right number, but I was just off a digit. And she basically left a message where that was just pointless. But anyway, Angel, she went up and she gave the teacher the right number. And I'm like, no, I'm thinking to myself, like, no, Angel, that's your number. What are you doing? But she ain't really, like, thought about it. So, you know, she got in trouble and everything. So that same day, we had a dance, like, at 7 o'clock p.m. And Angel was supposed to be my date. But when I went to the, I went to the dance, and I'm sitting there waiting for my date and everything. But my thing ain't even come. So, I called her up, and I'm like, yo, you know, her aunt answered the phone. So when she answered the phone, she like, are you Derek? I said, yes, I am. She was like, I don't want you to look at my niece ever again. Don't even look her way. Don't say hi. And she just clicked on me. I was like, well, damn. Okay. But then, you know, later on in that dance, you know, I was just alone. You know, I ain't had nobody to dance with. I hated the slow songs. That was just messed up me dancing by myself and shit. But the next day, I went up to Angel, and I said, hey, Angel, you know, you was supposed to be my date. She was like, did my aunt tell you not to look my way? I was like, oh, really? I was kind of, like, lost for a second. Like, did she just say what I think she said? Maybe I should say hi again. Rewind. Hey, Angel. Yo, don't look my way. Oh, she was serious. So, basically, to wrap it all up, we kind of ended wrong. And, Angel, she kind of treated me bad. And we just messed up. And that kind of messed my boundary up the most. Because, you know, she was, you know, my first love and everything. So, I didn't know what to do after that. It's been a while since I've been in a relationship after that. But then, you know, I got in a relationship after it for a while. But it took, you know, like a year or two to get over it. But that was about it.
So, in your past relationships, did your partner know your boundaries?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, before we even get into the status of going in a relationship, the thing is, like, when y'all friends trying to get to know each other, it's like, y'all, that's when y'all get to know each other boundaries. So then, like, when y'all actually be in a relationship, y'all should know what to do and what not to do, and what will set your partner off and what will not set your partner off. So it's like, basically, yeah, she will know what type of boundaries I will, like, provide for her, and the same goes for her. So, yeah.
So, can you give me a time when your partner crossed your boundary? Like, at all?
A time when my partner crossed my boundaries? I would say, Valentine's Day. Last year. We wasn't in a relationship, but we had something going on with one another. She sent me the signs of wanting to be with me. And, you know, I did the same in return. So on Valentine's Day, you know, I bought her a beautiful rose that remind me of her. I bought her a beautiful teddy bear that I sleep with now, you know. No. Anyway, and I bought her a card, but on the card, it was kind of homemade. And I just wrote a couple poems on there, you know, like sweet poems. So then, you know, I'm sitting there at the destination that she told me to wait for her at. So I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know, as time just clicking away, and I'm like, all right, you know, is she going to come? You know, like a whole hour later, late, she says, like, you know, hey, Derek, I can't make it. I'm sorry. I'm with my boyfriend. Whoa. Time out. Did she just tell me she was with her boyfriend? Why would she tell me this now? So that really, like, just messed my boundary up of, like, wow. Like, she just crossed it. And that kind of, I don't know. It was just messed up.
Damn. That seems like it really sucks for you. So, do you like Valentine's Day?
Not really, you know. I just never get a date. So, I never had one till now.
Oh, that's cool and all, but that's the end of this segment. Goodbye, guys.